All right. What's going on, everybody? This is Edison with the Questionable Behavior Podcast from New York City. And actually, I'm from Jersey. So we got the Hangover Takeover.
Yeah, absolutely. We got the Hangover Takeover here. Stand by, Gypsy, out of New York.
We got Jay the Great with us from Houston. Say what up.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yeah. So tell me, you made a song that came out with YoungBoy. So tell me that link up and how that worked out.
Really, man, I'm like in on the business side of the music too. Mm-hmm. So we was really booking him for a show. And I was just like on some shit like, shit, if I'm gonna book you for a show, I might well book you for a feature too. That way I can make money on all aspects. I be thinking like that, man. You know what I'm saying?
So so tell me more about like the business side. What else do you do? What else do you try to?
I do a lot, man. But for starters though, mainly everything is pretty much music. And I'm trying to like, you know, I just been learning the ins and outs of the business. So when I get there, I know what I'm worth. You know, I know what's acceptable and what's unacceptable at the same time. So that's like where I'm at with it all right now. That's why I haven't signed to a label yet.
Got you. That's actually a very smart approach, you know what I mean? Because when the time does come to sign for a record, you know exactly what to expect, you know exactly what you want, and you're not going to sign for nothing.
Right.
So did you have to go through like a lot of bullshit before you figured out like, all right, I have to put this together business-wise and do all these things?
Too much, because I think as an artist, it's some shit we don't know. Like, you know, we get in the industry and we just want to perform, or you want to be paid to perform, but you know, the others, we can curse on here, right?
Absolutely.
No, cool. But you know, niggas get in and it don't work like that. Yeah. Where it's actually the opposite, where you gotta pay to perform instead of getting paid to perform when don't nobody know you. So once I learned all of that shit, I was like, all right, well, this what it is. I might as well throw this motherfucker myself.
Right.
And make y'all pay me to perform. And basically, so my whole approach with the marketing and promotion was to do that, to make myself the headliner. You know what I'm saying? I'll make myself what I feel like you should see me as.
So for the folks that aren't familiar with you and your music, tell us a little background, how long you've been doing this, and you know, just tell about a little bit about your story, a little backstory.
Just a brief, I've been fucking around for a while. I'm 30. I think I started like really being like intrigued at 6. I think I really started like kind of like, you know, like kind of like flexing like lyrical abilities and shit like that at like 14. And I recorded my first song at 14 at home. Yeah. So
damn. So that was like the first. Is that still out? Can people still go and see that or not?
Hell no. You know, we was just doing this shit on like doing it on a CD, taking it to school, and that'd be that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's been a hustle for a long time now.
Yeah.
So what would you say was like a turning point in your career where you were like, oh shit, this happened, now I have to push even harder because you're that close? You know what I mean?
I think high school, man, because I had dreams of going to the league. I had scholarships and shit like that. I just feel like I didn't have the right support in my corner to push me to do that. So it was like, I felt like music is something that I had 100% control over. So I was like, man, fuck it, I'm just finna do this. Cause that was my other, I had like 3 dreams. It was, all of them had the same, like, you know, it was, all of them had something to do with a celebrity. It was gonna be either acting, NFL, or rapping. From birth, it's always been the same 3, it's never changed. So it's just, I'm just grateful that I picked the right, you know what I mean? Because it still ended up being exactly what I wanted. So I can still do 2 of them out of the 3.
So you already told me this is not your first time at South By. So when was the first time you were out here?
Man, I think I'm going to say like 2014. Probably, yeah.
How important are events like this for like networking and getting those connections to like push your music even further?
Man, I can't really say how important it is, because it could be a bunch of bullshit if you don't know what you're doing. You know what I mean? You could just come out here, like I tell my bros all the time, like it's a million artists, it's a million people out here that rap. So this shit could either discourage you, or make you wanna go harder, because you out here with everybody that say they rap. Some people just started yesterday.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a break, make or break you.
So I know you're from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
A few years back, there was a major storm out there, and I heard a backstory about how you lost something very special to you, but it came back around double fold. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. Well, it's two sides. It's two sides. Okay. Well, what started it for me, like this journey, like what really like got me like more focused than anything was Katrina in New Orleans. Okay. Long story short, I had went to prison for 5 years. I got a 10-year charge for aggravated robbery, something I didn't do. A lot of people didn't know what was going on. So what happened was all of the people that had got flooded out of New Orleans, they moved to Houston. Of course, they hungry, you know, people starving. I'm talking about like everybody from you know what I mean, all type of walks of life. So you know they came to Houston, they did what they had to do. Some of them was robbing, some of them was doing whatever they was doing for it. But the system was so fucked up at the time that it was so many crimes being committed and no one being able to put these on these people. So they commit the crimes, they go back home, then what's left? You got a whole city of crimes, cops.
Right.
Government on the cops' ass, like, we got to close these cases out. So what's the first thing they do? They go to the hood and they target, you know what I mean, minorities. I just so happened to be in that, you know what I mean, position to where I was one of the person that got targeted. Yeah. Long story short.
And they could put anything in any certain way. Like, they could fabricate. Like, if they want to get you, they're going to get you.
Whatever they want to do. Yeah. So. And then, you know, when you're young, you don't know anything about the judicial system. That's another shit it's like all of that shit. I hate how all of this shit, you know what I mean? Like, because these things I feel like we need to be taught as young, of course. In school.
But you're not on purpose, you know what I mean? Yeah. You're not on purpose.
Yeah.
And there's certain like things that are specific to certain communities that are not taught to those communities for the fact of manipulation and trying to manipulate and whatever. So.
Right.
It's crazy that they got you.
Man, listen, man, when I tell you it's crazy, bro, I was driving to an interview this morning. I get in a small, like, little fender bender. I wait for, like, 2 hours. You know, if I knew I had a warrant out for what they say I had a warrant, I'm not waiting. I'm gone.
Right.
I wait for 2 hours. Cops get there. Long story short, they tell me I got a warrant out for aggravated robbery. I didn't know nothing about it. Took probation on it. Didn't know nothing about probation. Violated with a feds ID. They gave me 10 years prison. Shit crazy. Oh,
that's crazy. So tell us real quick. I just wanted you to wrap up. I heard that during the storm that you lost one of your cars.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, man, I lost my Bentley. Oh. Yeah.
But I heard you was able to flip that into...
Come on, man. What? Man, what? Yeah, man. Come on.
I just love hearing it come up.
Yeah, man.
All right.
So...
Just the hustle.
I was out of town, bro, like the whole time. I come back, man, my shit underwater. I bounced back real fast, though, man. You know what I mean? I wanted a new car. And I ended up getting a G-Wagon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, you know.
Oh, you got the G-Wagon now.
Yeah. My guy. Yeah, God's real good.
Took another step real fast.
Yep. I encourage you niggas to get insurance, man.
Yeah. I was just about to say, bro, I'm Albanian, so, you know, if you need someone to talk to insurance companies, then we got
real.
Anyway, that's what we pay for insurance for anyway, so
fuck that. Man. Yeah, man.
So tell me about, like, some of your projects that you put together so far and your progression throughout each album. Like, something that you personally noticed, like, damn, we've made steps up from this project to the last.
I think naturally having to dumb it down was the hardest thing for me to do because I don't want to dumb it down. You know what I mean? I hate it, bro. I hate it.
And you have people actively telling you to.
I hate it, bro. Wow. I hate it. But more so what I did, though, because I don't like people telling me what to do, is I found, like, my own creative way to not so much dumb it down, but make it simple instead of making it as complicated until, you know, I get the ears I want. Then I can go back to that and I give you a mixture of both.
Right. Tell us about your writing process, how that comes to you. Are you one of those people that just top of the dome, write a song in your head and then write it down? Or you got to sit there,
Pretty much. It's whatever the beat say.
Okay.
I follow the beat. I don't do nothing. I don't ever force nothing. As a matter of fact, if I hear a beat, if I can't snap to it, like, within the first minute, I don't want it. Like, it got to talk to me, like, out the gate. I'm going to go to the next one.
So do you have, like, an in-house producer? Because you said when you were younger, you were putting your songs together. So now, do you have someone in-house, like, part of your crew that does all that?
I do, man. I'm blessed. I got, like, 6 of them. So we super, super, super good. Yeah, that's right.
Yo, everybody say what up. We got to do the Instagram real quick. You know what I mean? Everybody.
We deep. Yeah. We're deep. Yeah.
But, all right, so you got an in-house person doing all your beats, all your music and mastering, or is that?
Yeah, I got an in-house person that mixes and master. I got in-house producers. I got a whole in-house everything, man. We trying to own everything. I'm trying to cut these labels all the way out. You know, so when they come talk to me, you got to talk to me. You got to talk to me with your chest out. Because I got it all. I got, you know, production. My boy the videos and shit. You know what I mean? It's a blessing, man. This came together.
The money all stays in the same pot.
Come on,
you know what I mean? And that's how you grow. That's how everybody makes it to the next level. Because, you know, on top of the fact that, like, you're building as an artist, they're building as a producer right alongside with you. So that one album you guys put together, the second one, both of you are making that step up.
Yeah, man.
So it's great to see. And then obviously, like, there's a lot of artists that have all their friends that come out, whatever, but they don't really work with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like it's just a money wasting for certain artists. So for you to have your boys and everybody's working and doing their own task is definitely, like, you know, it's good to see as a team collab. And it shows, like, yo, you guys are going to.
Until we are rich, that's what we live by.
Hey, I was.
We live by that, man. You know, man, my whole team, man. That's what I do it for, man.
Yeah, I was gonna say, can you give a shout out to the folks that you came here with? Who's here?
Oh yeah, man. I got we came heavy, man. I got Draco. I got my man Caleb Brown, another artist.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just go around.
Yeah, go for it.
I got Deshaun, my brother Deshaun Millions. Mm-hmm. X. EJ, that's one of my dope producer.
Mm-hmm.
Who that over there? Ace, another artist. I can't even see who's down there. Zay Laurent, another artist. And then I got my dude, man. This nigga is a fucking baller, fanatic. You know what I mean? It's just a bunch of, we got a nice little mixture, man.
What's the end goal? What do you envision for you guys, you know, 5-10 years from now even?
Man, I want to be bigger than QC. You know, literally. I want to be bigger than them, but I also want to make better platforms, you know, because I feel like when you get to a certain level as a exec, you don't really care about small money anymore, which I get it, you know what I mean? But, you know, the way I see it, man, it's a lot of starving artists out here, you know what I mean? And before, I just don't want them, I'm tired of seeing that, you know what I mean? I want to be the person to be able to get that job to you, you know what I mean? I do that, you know what I'm saying? I want to be that person because nobody know how hard I had to work to get where I'm at. And in my mind, I ain't nowhere near where I want to be at.
But yeah, what were we just talking about before? We were rudely interrupted by Gypsy. No, but we were just talking about mentioning, like, how every, you know, artists can put out song at any moment right now. You know what I mean? So how do you focus on differentiating yourself and, you know, making sure, like, when people land in your music, they stay there?
Man, I write based off pure experience. I don't do any fairy tale shit. The reason why, man, because when you do that, it's like you got to become a great author of coming up with new shit.
Right.
And I'm not into really like the business of that, bro. I want to make natural money.
Right.
You know what I mean? The more natural it is, the more it'll keep coming. Exactly. It's like waking up, and that's how I want it, like that. So when I write, man, I basically write off a standpoint of whatever's going on in my life, like anything. Sometimes I'll spice it up a little bit, you know what I mean? Sometimes I'll leave out some shit for reasons, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to tell myself.
What are some of the things that motivate you maybe outside the music and the normal hustle? Is anything outside that folks would maybe necessarily think might motivate you?
Man, my babies, man. That's like the number one thing in my life.
Mm.
Over everything. Even over music, you know what I mean? But I understand art, you know what I mean? I understand that, you know, you gotta have something, a drive. That's like my drive, you know what I mean? My babies, because they gotta have, and I want them to, they gotta have a million times more shit than what I had, you know what I mean? And I refuse to let them go through the shit that I went through, because I went through some shit, bro. Too much, you know what I'm saying?
How old are your kids?
1, 2, and 3.
Oh shit! Back to back.
Back to back, man.
Three-peat,
yeah,
right here.
1, 2, and 3. Yeah. Yeah, back to back, man. Them kids, bro.
I'm sure the moment of the first kid, it just gave you extra motivation, extra push. Like, damn, now I gotta really fucking push for this.
It's different, you know? Man. Yeah, it's just different.
All different. Mm. So tell us what we should be looking forward to, like, in regards to, like, music, new music coming out, new albums, and then also you're going to be sending us some unreleased tracks, right?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I got you. Yeah, I got you. I got you. Now, the Too Real Rich album got 50 tracks on it. A lot of people, like, in the industry, because I've had probably about, I don't know, like, 7 major label meetings. They all say the same thing, like, why would you drop 50 tracks?
Wait. Your one project had 50 tracks?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's my album, my debut album. That's the Too Real Rich album.
That's amazing, bro.
Every meeting that I've had with them, they all say the same thing. Damn, why would you do that? You know what I mean? And I knew that they was coming from a point as we could have bust this down
for a whole year.
Five different albums. This is like 5 years of work or two years of work. But, you know, and I always respond to them simply like, you know, they say you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I'm not in the business of taking two shots, bro. I'm gonna take 50 out the gate. Something gonna hit, and something hit. You know what I'm saying? And they gonna keep hitting.
What was the most popular song out of the album?
The one
that the crowd like reacted with the most, in a sense, and your fans.
Oh man, I don't know, bro. Like, it's something I'm. It's whatever I run. You know what I mean? I just pick and I be like, I'm gonna run this today. Pronto. I've been running Pronto a lot lately. I've been running Percentage a lot lately. Can I Trust You? I barely performed that one, but I've been running that a lot lately. It's just whatever I perform, man. And that's why I did that. I also did that because it's something that'll last forever. So it give me time to work, you know what I mean, on videos. So I got forever. So I can bleed this shit out forever.
Yeah, because a lot of artists, you know, they will bank. They'll drop, here's 10 for everybody, and they'll bank the 40. But we were just talking to a couple artists out of Atlanta, and he was like, you know, sometimes you bank those songs, but then you make the step up by the next project, and you might not even use those songs anymore. So you just, man, like, hey, have it all.
That's
for the
a smart
fans,
man.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly why I did it. Mm. Ain't no sense in me holding this for what? It might not never come out. You know what I mean? I don't record for it not to come out.
And the other thing is, the executives, they don't understand that the creative well is infinite. You know what I mean? You can always come back with another 20 tracks, 30 tracks.
They fear that, though. Yeah. They fear that. That's, I think, and matter of fact, I think that's what the problem was. Mm. I think that they had a fear that maybe this is the best I can do.
Right. You hit your peak, and now we can't make no more money off of you. Yeah.
Yeah, shame on them.
Yeah, right.
Shame on them. Yeah, man.
But yeah, because I mean, first of all, that's a ballsy ass move. You know what I mean? Because, like you said, I'm sure, you know, they would have been like, all right, launch one song a week, whatever. It could have lasted you a whole year. But it's also a statement, because you're like, here's 50 songs. That doesn't mean my career is over. I'm stopping. Here's 50 songs. I'm still going to be cooking. The next project is going to have.
I'm still cooking,
you know,
man.
The next project is still coming out. So
I got four of them on standby right now.
Yeah, so there you go.
I can't wait to drop. You know what I'm saying? I just refuse. I need more videos. Because I tell people this all the time too, man. Because there's so many artists, it's hard to separate artists from sound nowadays.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So how do you get separated now? Individuality, your personal presence, music videos. You know, then they'll see, you can sound like this man, but okay, let me go check. Cause you know, come on, man. You can't tell me that Future the only person in the world that sound like Future. Right. That naturally sound like him. You know what I mean? You can't tell me that Beyonce the only person that sing just like Beyonce. It's too many vocals out here, bro.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? So
everybody can hit those notes in a sense.
Everybody, bro. You know what I mean? So like I say, man, that's why I'm big on visuals, bro, and I'm big on like my presence, my social media presence, and my presence in front of. I want people to feel me, bro.
Tell me a little bit about like the Houston scene and the Texas scene in general. Like, how is it? How easy is it to collab with other artists? Do people tend to work together, or do they like stray apart? Houston, like, how does that work?
Houston scene is trash. Very, 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 very trash. I don't even indulge in it. Big up to all the artists that's doing whatever they're doing in Houston. I don't pay attention to it at all. You know what I mean? Because it be like that. You know, it like everybody want to be the next person to go somewhere. But they got a fear of if this man be the next person, then they won't ever make it. And, you know, I just don't even play with it. I know what I'm going to do.
This guy, he's probably looking at some bitches back there.
Yeah.
No. I was like, bro, you just stopped the whole interview. I'm like, who passed by? did we catch that on camera at least, bro? Like, she was walking that way, right? No, but that's kind of like similar how to people like react in New York and New Jersey as well. You know what I mean? Everybody's kind of more worried about themselves.
I heard that.
What's crazy to me is like, you know, people are friends. You know what I mean? Like friends. Oh, he's an artist. You guys are good friends, but you guys are not making music together. It's like, what? You know, why not? Like, you both are pushing the same thing. Why not get together, drop an album, put both that talent together? Because at the end of the day, his fans are going to listen to you. His fans are going to listen to you. You know what I mean? It's a collaboration. And that's kind of like back to Atlanta again. You know, the whole clique goes up. You know what I mean? Yeah. One person from there goes up. They start putting everybody up. That's why Atlanta keeps coming out with such good music, like in collaborations.
Yeah.
Tell us about your live shows, because I've seen your videos. Your videos look like live performances, pretty much.
Yeah.
Tell us about the energy. How do you get ready for yourself to get out there and give the crowd what they want?
Oh, man, I really don't get ready. I just let it flow, man. I just let it flow, bro. Like I said, I be natural. When I rap, I talk. That's it. I tell you how I feel, you know what I'm saying? Exactly like what I'm saying, and it's the same way when I perform. If I'm performing in front of 3 people, 10 people, or 10,000 people, and I did it. As a matter of fact, one of these shows, it had like 12 people there. I performed there, and it's the exact same night I performed with like 500 people there. It was the exact same. It didn't make me a difference.
Same performance,
exact
yeah,
same. It didn't make me a difference.
Because that doesn't matter to you. You got to go and you're going to put your product out there, basically.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. So let's wrap it up and give all your plugs, your shout outs, and whatever, and tell everybody where they can check out your music.
Shout out to my guys, first and foremost, man. Shout out to New York.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, New Jersey. Shout out all that shit out, man, for real. Shout out Houston, too.
Shout out
Junior, man.
To Junior.
Big shout out Junior,
absolutely,
man. Shout out Mel, because Mel linked me with Junior. Junior, it's that's how it works. It's like a chance. It's beautiful.
But what's it called? Butterfly effect. One thing affects the other.
Come on, man. But it only works like that when it's good people around good people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Other than that, it'll stop. It'll stop somewhere, and that was it. But yeah, shout out to everybody. Shout out to my kids, man. You know, shout out to my squad, man. Two Rich for Life.
Yeah.
Search me, Jay the Great. Apple Music, TuneCore. I mean, not TuneCore. Spotify. All that good shit, man. And man, yeah, you know.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you, man. Thank you for this. All right.
And that's it at South by Southwest.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.